It's an emergency, folks. Whether we're talking about the economic crisis or the aftermath of 9/11, Americans are predisposed to think actually pretty negatively about the future these days. Joining us now is Neil Strauss, former New York Times rock critic. He lives in Los Angeles and has penned the book Emergency, This Book Will Save Your Life, which is a narrative of how Neil Strauss, as a matter of exploring American culture, delved into all of the impulses to respond to emergency that Americans have, from putting their money offshore to buying guns to learning how to drive a survivalist motorcycle. Neil Strauss, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me back on.
And we had a little problem with the electronic connections a few hours ago, but
Yeah, it's funny, too, because one of the things I learned while I was doing this is the government has an amazing program because, of course, it takes care of its own, called the Wireless Priority Service. I don't think most about this, but I actually became a government worker. It's one of the things I did to protect myself. And you can actually get precedence over all other outgoing calls on your cell phone by hitting a certain code that the kind of government has.
That's
pretty
interesting.
Cool to know that stuff.
So what did you discover about America turning your entire life into an emergency response impulse?
I discovered a number of things, but one thing I really discovered is when one becomes, let's say, it's not really about being any safer, because really, if it's happening to you, it's going to happen a lot of times. It's really about peace of mind. We fear the unknown. We fear the things we can't control. And right now, we just feel like a victim of the economy, you know, a victim of the threat of terrorism, a victim of maybe decisions that political leadership made in the past that we didn't approve of. And I think one can, by becoming self-sufficient, by becoming independent of these things we can't control, and also by making them known to us, you know, we feel like we have a little bit more control over our lives and peace of mind.
Now, that, of course, is the myth that Americans try to embrace when they, you know, adopt these control mechanisms. But I'm surprised how many business people who would seem to have all they would ever need squirreled away in the bank are some of the most nervous folks.
It's how they define themselves. I mean, who's not scared? The homeless people aren't scared because they're already survivalists. They're already getting by with nothing. You know, it's just true. The more you have to lose, you know, the more you fear losing it.
So how hard is it to take your money and put it offshore or to get another passport? You tried to become a citizen of St. Kitts in this book.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because I think it's really hard to get your money offshore, because if you put your money offshore, the government assumes that you're trying to evade taxes. So they have deals with all the banks. And, you know, I always heard of the myth of a Swiss bank account, and I went to try to get one, and no bank would take – there are only two banks, actually, that would take an American citizen, but only for deposits that were in the millions and millions of dollars. So it's actually incredibly difficult because the government kind of has its fingers anywhere. In fact, here's something interesting. If you want to say you are sick of paying taxes, you decide to renounce your American citizenship so you don't have to pay taxes, you still owe the government taxes for 10 more years, even if you're not a citizen anymore.
Okay.
It's kind of – go ahead. Sorry.
No,
I take these projects because you don't find out what happens until you actually try to do it. Go ahead, Farai. Sorry.
No. I'm just curious. Your book is Emergency.
Right.
And then there years ago was a runaway hit, a good book that became a terrible TV series called The Worst Case Scenario Survival Handbook.
Right.
What are the tonal and structural differences between those two books?
Oh, yeah. You know, they're completely different because it's like, here's everything that can happen and here's what you do. This was more kind of my personal story of, oh, my God, all these horrible things are happening in the world. I had a mini, you know, generational panic attack because we haven't experienced a lot of these things before in America, and they're pretty dire, especially if you read, you know, books about the fall of great empires. And it was just my steps that I was taking to just protect myself, and it came from my own sort of need to do this. And interestingly enough, the turn it kind of takes at the end, and what I do now is once I learned all these safety tips, my plan wasn't to write a book out of it. I actually joined the search and rescue team. I became EMT, and now there's a disaster. Instead of running to the Caribbean island, I'm actually there in the trenches working with people, on the Metrolink. Go ahead, sorry.
No, that's okay. But as you develop these skills, and congratulations for becoming an EMT, you know, how did the people around you react to you buying guns and learning how to use a big hunting knife and, you know, driving a motorcycle?
It's so funny. And by the way, it goes back to your earlier point, which is the things we do to make us safe, and that these billionaires and these other people are doing to make them safe, such as flying planes and guns and motorcycles, are actually the most dangerous things we've done in our lives. You know, you're really increasing your odds of death. But more to the point, when I originally did it, they really thought I was crazy. They rather, you know, my friends wanted to talk about whether Rock Band was better than Guitar Hero. That was more interesting of a subject to them. Now, though, even my parents, who were really down on it, asked me about getting a second citizenship. Now my friends, you know, I have chickens and goats at home, so I can kind of prepare and make my own food, you know, want to get these things. So now that people are feeling the pinch in their own pockets, now they're losing their jobs and seeing friends losing their jobs and seeing banks collapse, it's a whole new story.
So does having chickens and goats and handguns make you feel better?
You know what? The truth is this. Having chickens is awesome, and having goats is great, because the truth is, you know, you only live once. This is what people did for most of their lives. And, you know, a chick costs $3, and that's you can buy the whole factory for a carton of eggs. And it's fun. So even if nothing happens, the fact that I can, you know, make bread, that I can dry and grain, that I can do things that, you know, I never thought I'd do and understand how things work rather than being dependent on, you know, the grocery stores and the Internet to get me by.
And if anybody comes after your eggs, you just blow them away, right?
Well, if a coyote comes after my coyote, exactly.
Inappropriate laughter over here.
If a coyote comes after my goats, maybe.
Well, Neil Strauss, it hasn't made you antisocial, that's for sure. Neil Strauss, former...
An armed society is a polite society.
There we go. Well, it's certainly my response to an emergency. Emergency, this book will save your life, by Neil Strauss, New York Times best-selling author and former New York Times rock critic. He lives in Los Angeles and joined us by phone from Chicago. Thanks, Neil.
All right, thanks for having me on. Bye, Fred. Bye, John.